Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight, Yahweh. We pray your anointing rest upon the word of faith tonight. Give your people strength to hear. Open their ear to understand what thus saith Yahweh. We ask all things in Messiah's wonderful name. We bless you and we thank you forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you all. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh rest upon his house tonight. Certainly hope his strength fill the heart of his people, that we will have one heart, one accord with the will of the Father, and that is to do all things to please him. That ought to be the desire of the people of Yahweh, that we set our affection on things that are above and not on things that are sensual and earthly. And that is the mindset of this generation. It has no desire for the things of the Spirit. And there is a spiritual realm and a place whereby we can abide and truly have interaction with the Father and the Son, because we are constantly and continuously walking in a carnal state of mind, which is enmity against the Father, that we cannot understand the spiritual laws of Almighty Yahweh. So we tend to regress constantly to the flesh. There's one thing that Messiah, as he knew the hour was near of his death, and that is one trial that we all must be tried by. That is, they were there in the Passover assembly. He began to speak profound truths unto them as to what things would come to pass, that they may prepare their hearts for the very battle and the onslaught of hell that should try them. Now we're in that hour. That our heart must be prepared, and the only way it's going to be prepared is by faith. That there must be a desire for the things of truth. That our heart is shaped by the law of truth. It cannot be shaped by the carnal attitude of man. And so we tend to shape our perception, our likes and our dislikes, based upon carnality. Things that we perceive naturally. It is not what we discern spiritually. For when something is discerned, the intent, the motive, or the purpose of that thing is revealed by Almighty Yahweh. And our flesh, it reveals unto us, or we shape our opinion by things that give us comfort or cause our flesh to be comforted in. Yet Messiah knew that we needed the Spirit. The Spirit of the Father, in order to comfort us in the laws of Almighty Yahweh. Because the things that He speaks unto us, they are not natural, carnal things. They are not to placate the flesh. He did not speak things unto us to cause us to be at ease in Zion. He speaks to us to destroy every element of the flesh. The will, the desire, the filthiness of it. The corruption, the foulness of it. So he speaks to us in a way that it will destroy every element of the flesh that we can truly hear from him. And in this hour we need to hear from him. We must hear from the Father. We cannot hereby hear from doctrines that are far removed from truth. We must hear from him. And the way we hear from him is what his Son has spoken unto us, and if the witness of that is truth, then the Spirit shall bear witness of those things that he said. I want to show us something in Scripture tonight. When it began in John, Yokohana, chapter 14. I do want to take my time, and I do want to open up Scriptures to you in a very simplistic way. In all of our getting, we need to get understanding. And that understanding is the ability to discern. We must have the ability to discern. And it begins at the heart of man. We must begin to discern our intents, the motive, and the purpose of our own hearts. We must do that, see. Why? Because we understand the deceitfulness of it. It is a very deceiving thing, and it's desperately wicked.
And so that is the thing that Messiah, he knew that the Spirit of Yahweh, the Father, the Comforter, it was necessary for the people. Because without that, we would be comfortless. The Word of Yahweh would not comfort us. And that is why in this hour, it doesn't comfort most people today. For they do not have the Spirit. And the Word is a comforting force for the house of Yahweh. There is where we find comfort, peace, hope, in the Word of Yahweh. And so when we do not take time to seek out those truths of Scripture, then we find ourselves falling away into fleshly deeds and action, into carnal perceptions and carnal judgment. And the judgments are not of the Spirit of Yahweh. Messiah began to speak. I want to begin in John 14, Yohanan 14, verse 15. As he's there with his apostles preparing for the Passover. That is what this assembly was concerning. What a profound statement he makes here in the 14th chapter and the 15th verse. He says this, if, not that I know, but if, that little conjunction. He said, if you love me, he said, the profound sign of your love toward me is not the verbiage of our lips. It's not that expression. For every man says he loves, quote, God, unquote. I love the Lord. They all say that. But Messiah profoundly, as he instructed that house, that will carry forth that anointing into all the world. That we in this hour, we will read of Apostle Peter, a Kephar. And the profound thing that he spoke unto the house of Israel concerning the hope that was and is in Yahshua, the Messiah of Yahweh. And he said, now, if you love me, we say we love the Son. If we truly love him, he said, keep my commandments. Now, that is scripture. If you truly love him, you will keep the commandments, the law, the prophets, what things have been ordained by the Father. If you truly have a heart for me, you would obey what I command you to do. Now, this is a generation that confesses they love the Father, and yet we are very rebellious. We don't obey. We don't take to heart what he says. We do the things that we think are apote for us or appropriate for me. That is a corrupt mind. Because Messiah knew that he could not even resist the powers of hell. When Satan himself came against him, and there was only one strength he had, and that he lived by every precept of Almighty Yahweh. Man shall not live by bread or the natural things of this life. Now, that natural bread that we eat, it is not simply the food that satisfies our natural body. But it's the carnal thinking and the natural things that our minds constantly absorb. And our minds constantly desire those things. So we just don't live by those things alone. But it's a sure thing we must live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh. You can't say this is appropriate and the judgment of that is too severe. I don't like the way that is spoken, so I will not take heed to that. Then you're not serving the Father. You cannot please the Father. Messiah did everything that the Father sent him to do. He did not please himself. He did all things to please the Father. And we must please the Father. So if we love him, we must do as he commands us to do, and we must do that wholeheartedly. We can't do it with false pretense. We can't do it with our own self-motive and our own purpose, but we must obey what he said. And if we look through scripture, there are many things that he commanded us to do that we totally reject today. We don't take them to hearts. They do not present a reality to us because there is not a love for the Father. Now we say we love him. Now our love toward him is proven in our deeds and our actions as in obeying what he says. And so we love Almighty Yahweh, then we will keep the commandments, the laws of the sayings of Messiah. He goes on to say, he said, now if you truly love me, and if you do what I say, he said, and I will pray, or I will cry out unto the Father, is what he said. And he shall give you another comforter, and that comforter is Yahweh's Spirit, and that is that the comforter shall be with you. It is vitally important that we be in feel with the Spirit of Yahweh. It is an important thing in this hour to be filled. And the Spirit of Yahweh will not lead you astray from Scripture. Anything that draws you away from Scripture, it is the seductive power of darkness that has taken rule and strength in the mind of a man. The Spirit always leads us to the judgment, to the truth of Yahweh, with a compelling desire to see what the Father expressed unto us. And so when a man feeds himself with anathema things, he is always constantly in desire to hear things that are corrupt. Gossiping, busybody, tattletale, in other men affairs, talking, jesting, folly. And that ought not to be because the Spirit of Yahweh can never do those kinds of things. It brings us to the legitimacy of the truth of Yahweh. It brings us to the fullness of that understanding that we may begin to walk in the Spirit. He has not called us to walk in the flesh. That's an easy thing to do, to walk in the flesh. That is not very difficult to do that. You can find yourself removed from the law of righteousness very easily. It doesn't take much. And that is why the Spirit comforts us in the spiritual laws of Yahweh, that we know we're doing all things to please the Father. We need that mind today, saints. We must have that kind of attitude today. We must allow our minds to be shaped by the power of His truth. That's what shapes our minds, is His truth. We allow all kinds of things to shape our minds. Corruption and sin. We can't allow that in this hour. We are too close. It is important to have the Spirit. You need that above all things in this hour. I want to read something. I know what it says concerning the Comforter. I want to read what it says in Romans chapter 8, 26. Now, I want to stay in Yohanan 14, but I want to read this. I know what the Scripture says. Messiah says again, he says, I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another comforter. That is Yahweh's Spirit. He may be with you, or that the anointed of Yahweh may be with you. Now, why do we need this? When Paul spoke unto the house, the saints gathered in Rome, he says this in Romans 8, 26. He said, likewise, now, I want you to understand the Spirit. It is the Spirit of Yahweh helpeth our infirmities. Now, I know we tend to think that that is some kind of sickness or some kind of physical harm, which that is also. But that is not what Paul or Saul was implying here. He was saying our infirmities are our inability to understand the spiritual things of Yahweh. Now, that is what the Spirit does. It helps our infirmities, our inability to understand the laws of the Spirit and the things of Yahweh that are spiritual. We don't understand those things unless we have the Spirit. You cannot understand those things unless you have the Spirit. Now that is our infirmity, because there are things we don't understand. And the Comforter will bring that understanding of the revelation of that thing to our hearts, that we may understand fully what the Father is implying or saying to us. He has not called us, being our Father,
to leave us comfortless, not knowing our hope, not assured of our great reward as we thoroughly and wholeheartedly seek to please Him, that that is what the Spirit does. It assures us and reassures us according to Scripture. It cannot assure us any other way or reassure us any other way. It has to be according to Scripture and the law of Scripture. That is the only way. And we find ourselves trying to find assurance and security in anything outside of the Scripture, then we become very miserable men and women. We don't find the joy of Yahweh. We don't find that joyful expression in us. You're not going to find it any other way but through the anointing and the power of the Spirit. Because it helps our infirmities. And we have infirmities. We have inabilities. We all don't know the same thing. We're at different levels. And because we have the Spirit, if the Spirit dwells in us, then it would help our infirmities. And then my infirmities help from this brother because Yahweh has helped his infirmities to speak a word or truth that will strengthen my heart. And so we need the Comforter. It is not about all of this hogwash, and I use that expression, that we've been taught over the years from the Pentecostalism and all of this movement and generation. But the Spirit of Yahweh helps our infirmities, our inability to know and to understand, to learn the ways of Yahweh, to understand the laws and the truths. It helps our infirmities. He says this, "For we know not what we should pray for, as we should." Now, we don't know the things that we ought to be praying for. We're praying for everything except what Yahweh tells us to pray for. Now, we don't know the things. And if you think you know the things, then the Scriptures are wrong. We don't know the things that we ought to pray for. Do you get on your knees at times? You don't even know what to say. You don't even know how to pray. And so Yahweh has not left that to chance in our prayer. That's why Messiah taught us how to pray. And the Spirit knows the utterance of prayer. So there are things that we pray for that is not the will of the Father. So we don't know what things we ought to pray for, but the Spirit does. The Spirit does, saints. It knows exactly what things we ought to be praying for. We don't know things that we ought to be praying for, but the Spirit itself, it maketh intercession. It injects. It says, no, David, that is not what is appropriate to be praying for. So it maketh intercession. How does it do that? It maketh intercession for us with groanings or sighing. It says, no. And you sense a frustration in your prayer. Or you sense that there's no movement in your prayer. There is no anointing there. It is the sighing of the Spirit. It groans because it knows that we ought not to be praying for those things. It knows what things that we ought to pray for, saints. We really don't have to pray for shoes and clothing and things like that. For our Father knows what things we have need of. And He takes care of our need. He knows we need water and things of that nature. What we do, we simply thank Him for those things. And that is why prayer is a spiritual law. It is not as much as a verbal confrontation or a verbal expression, but it is a spiritual window that is open that you actually touch the bosom of the Father. When a child, a son or a daughter, look in their parents' or the mother father's eyes, and you know that the child is a little sick, it's not feeling well, that child doesn't even have to say one word to you. You know. You sense that. They don't have to express their feelings. You know that something is wrong. Now that, in other words, is the essence of prayer. You don't have to tell the Father. He knows what things we need of. That's the intimacy of prayer. We know what things to ask for. We know what things to pray for. We ought to. So the Spirit, the Comforter, makes intercession for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered. The sound of it cannot be expressed in words. It doesn't express it in verbiage. It doesn't say, oh, I need this, I want that. It doesn't express it. It truly doesn't, saints. There's a groaning there. There's a sighing in one's spirit. that the Spirit of Yahweh, it makes intercession. It doesn't allow the flesh or the will of the mind of man to pray for things or to do things that is not pleasing unto the Father. For it knows what the Father desires to hear. That is why we basically need to come into the tabernacle of Yahweh, get on our faces and begin to thank Him. You need to come into the house and begin to bless Him. That's the first order of business. You begin to thank Him. And when you find yourself thanking Him, you will find the groaning of the Spirit. He will know what we need prayer for. When you can't thank Him for the thing that He's done, He bless your babies. He gives you milk, your mothers, to feed them. He gives you bread and water. When you don't find it in your spirit to thank Him, you will not be grateful if He gave you $100 billion. I don't care what He gave you, you will not be thankful. It will not satisfy your heart. He could give you the entire earth and it would not satisfy your heart. When there is no spirit of thanksgiving. And when I began to thank Him, that the Spirit of Yahweh began to move into that place or get positioned whereby it would begin to move a man's heart, whereby there's a oneness or an accord with Him and the Father. And He began to speak to the Father. And He has no doubt. You ask yourself the question, how often you get on your knees and get up and you know that there's no real reality to that, there's nothing that has come forth because we're not doing it the way the Father says. And we need to get to that point, saints. In this hour that we're headed toward, you better get to that point. We better get there. Because if we don't, then woe unto us. Woe. There's going to be a great devastation that shall befall us. And that's the truth. He says in verse 27, and this is what He does, the Spirit. What a profound thing. He said, and He, the Spirit, and He that searcheth or examineth. That's what Yahweh does. He examines, the Spirit examines the heart. He examines the hearts of men. Knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Knowing the desire or the purpose of the will of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints. Now this, listen to that. It doesn't make intercession according to our will, but it makes intercession according to the will of Yahweh. It makes intercession according to the will of the Father. And so we find ourselves praying. I may be praying for my will, you for your will, and that's why there is no strength, power, and anointing in the prayer today. Because it is simply words that are uttered with no season of righteousness of the law of Yahweh, and the Spirit governs the laws of Yahweh. It governs what's in a man's heart. And so that's why you sense no great movement of the Spirit of Yahweh today. Because the Spirit only prays according to the will of the Father. It prays according to the things that Yahweh intends in His will for our lives. And we tend to pray according to the will of our own desires and our own hearts, and we miss the boat. We miss the whole purpose. He is to comfort us in the will of the Father. The Spirit is to comfort us in that will, and so it prays according to that will. Because the Father, you think He doesn't know what is best for us? He knows what is best. I don't care what we think we know. I don't know what's best for me. I don't know what's best for me. I don't. But the Father does. Don't tell me, you fathers out here, your little sons. Don't tell me little Micah knows what's best for him. Don't tell me that Randy knows what's best for him. Father knows what's best. Well, I want to stay out till 12 o'clock. No, Father says, when it gets dark, you're in the house. For He knows what's best. And our Father knows what's best for us. He knows what's best. And that's why He has established a will, and that is a purpose for our lives that will bring about the fullness and the ecstasy of His joy if we walk in it. And so the Spirit comforts us in that. Gives us great comfort in the midst of whatever trial it is. It gives us great comfort to let us know this is the will of the Father. And it prays that way. Now we need that, saint. We need that desperately. We may think that we have it, but we don't have it. We need that desperately. It is something that is most urgent and pressing for the house of faith today. We may think we have it, but we don't have it. We're missing it. We are missing the vital essentials that are going to take us into that realm whereby no affliction of hell will deter us or cause our hearts to be turned away from the purity of the righteousness of Yahweh. In suffering afflictions, we take delight in those things. For we know that this is the will of the Father. So we need the Spirit. We need the Spirit of Yahweh. We need the Spirit of Yahweh. We need it desperately in this hour. Desperately. Because we don't know how to pray. And that is collectively. We don't know how to pray. We don't do that. And the Spirit is intrigued by what it hears from the Father. And it loves to hear from the Father. And we don't love to pray. Hallelujah. I will never stop preaching. Never. I want to go back to John, Yohanan, chapter 14. He says, listen to this, verse 17. He said, now even the Spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive. The world cannot receive the Spirit of truth. And our worldly mind cannot receive the Spirit of truth. That's why we must sanctify ourselves. We must cleanse ourselves. That is what the old holiness used to teach. You sanctify. You did not receive the infilling of the Spirit of Yahweh because you said, I'm saved. They will tell you, you need to cleanse yourself. Sanctify yourself. And you began to abstain from things that were simply fleshly induced and motivated. And you knew that they were wrong. And so in the process of you cleansing your flesh, you knew that the law of that corrupting of the Spirit, it was being forced out. You were not feeding that Spirit. You were not giving it a substantial authority in your life, but you were resisting the power of that Spirit. And they could see it in the correction of your walk and in your flesh. So you began to cleanse yourself and sanctify yourself. Why? So you could receive the things of the Spirit. And that's why we don't receive much of the Spirit today. Because the natural man or the worldly man or the world or the carnal mind cannot receive the laws of the Spirit. That's why men reject spiritual laws. They cannot receive that. And when there's a spiritual law working, and we began to rise up in our flesh, we began to resist that and we despise that. We close our minds and our hearts away from those spiritual laws that actually brings us into presence of Yahweh, that we can begin to offer up oblation, praises, and thanksgivings unto Him. The world cannot receive the Spirit of truth, for it reveals the intent. It reveals the intent and the purpose of a man's heart. It shows him his motives, his intentions, and his desires. And so the world doesn't want that. He said, because it seeth him not, neither do they know him. Messiah said, but we know him. Who do we know? Who? Who is he talking about that we know him? He said, we know Yahweh. We know the Father. We know him. For he dwell with us and shall be in you. He shall send his Spirit. I will pray to the Father. He said, and he will send you another Comforter. I can only comfort you in the sense that I speak to you, Kepha, Bartholomew, Thomas. I can only speak verbiage and words. Yet they are the spiritual laws of the Father. But you need something that is much more profound that will dwell in you. And that as what things it has heard, it will reveal that unto you, and you will know that it is of the Father, and is not of some man's speculation, or some man's doctrine. That is why people today cannot discern the doctrine and the laws of Yahweh, and the doctrines and the laws of men. For they have the spirit of man in them. How could a man know anything of man but by the spirit of man? And we know the things of the laws of the natural man by the laws of the natural man. And the only way we're going to know the laws of the truth of Yahweh is by His Spirit. And that's why we need His Spirit. And if we truly love Messiah, we will do what He commands us to do. I want to show you some things that He commands us to do. And what Scripture says. This is not, or these are not my words. This is in the book that you possess in your hands. This was not written by me. It was not critiqued by me. My heart was not inspired to write this. These were ancient, sanctified men of old. And Yahweh moved upon them to write for you, that we may have instructions in the laws and righteousness of the Father. It is not some kind of little frivolity of foolish statements here. These are words of life. These are words of life. And it produced the anointing of Yahweh in a man's soul that he can live the life that Yahweh intends for him to live. There's no life outside of the Father. You're not going to find it in all the riches of the world. That woman that won $279 million. A 65, 68-year-old woman that will not give her longevity at all. It will not give her life at all. It's going to give her miseries, woes, and vexations. That's all it's going to give her. And many sleepless nights. So life doesn't come by that channel, nor is that the power of life. Yet in this nation and the world, man presupposes that that is life today. It doesn't come from those things. It only comes by the Father. He says in verse 18, he said, this is one thing that is sure. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Or the Father will not leave you comfortless. He will make sure that you are comforted. We that are natural receive not the things of the Spirit. For the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of Yahweh. For they are foolishness unto him. The things of Yahweh, they are foolishness. It is a foolish thing unto the natural carnal mind. Neither can they even know them. They cannot even understand them. Why? Because they are spiritually. They are discerned by the Spirit. And that's why there is not much discernment or understanding in the things of Yahweh today. Because they do not come by natural observation. They're not going to come by simply studying the words. Brothers, sisters, it's not going to come that way. They are spiritually discerned. We being empowered, and I don't like to use that word empowered, but we are by the Spirit. And that is the purpose and the will of the Father. That is what the Spirit brings unto us. That we may walk in that law and the purpose of the Father. And not to try to establish our own will. And our own purpose. And our own laws. And then when we get before the Father, then the Spirit will make intercession. Because it knows the will of the Father. And it will speak to the Father concerning the things we need. Do you not think that Messiah, He knew what those apostles would need. He knew that they would need strength and peace. So He did not pray for the world to have peace, but He prayed for them. He knew that they need a comforter. He knew that the battle that they were up against, they were not going to make it by the law that was working in them. Because they all turned and forsook Him. And when He saw them, He breathed on them, and then they received the Spirit. That was the only way they were able to go forth into Jerusalem, into the upper room, and wait for the endowing or the fulfillment of the Spirit to be poured out that was prophesied by Joel. That would be done in such a profound way that it would witness to us that this prophecy is for sure and it has come to pass. And the Spirit will give us comfort to know that He said what he would do. He did it. And that's what the Spirit does. It lets us know what the Father says he's going to do. He's going to do it. And we can take comfort in that. We don't have to have doubt. We can take comfort in that. That's the wonderful thing that he has done by not leaving us comfortless. We must obey him. And our love toward him is when we do what he tells us to do. If we don't do what he tells us to do, we don't love him. I don't care how we express that with our verbiage and say we love him. We don't love him. We must do what he says. If a man says he loves Yahweh, his truth, and if he keeps not the commandment, then he's a liar. The truth of Yahweh is not in him. That's the truth. Yahweh commands as Messiah instructed us. He commands us, husbands, love your wife. Well, if a man doesn't do that, he's a liar. He can't say he loves Yahweh. If a woman doesn't obey her husband in all things, and a husband is one like the husbandman, he will not put his wife into the briar bushes, but he will establish her feet on the sure foundation of truth. If she doesn't do that, then she doesn't love the Father. That's it. We would sing that song. You got to make 199.5 won't do. So you got to make 100. You got to give him total 100%. And just one little infraction. Just a little leaven leaveth the whole lump. Just a little sin corrupts the whole intent, the whole purpose, the whole desire. That's why we need the mind of Messiah. And the only way we're going to have that mind is by the Spirit. We must have the Spirit. He was comforted even in death, even as he prayed to the Father, if you can remove this. He knew his purpose. He knew the will of the Father. And that's why he could say to the apostles, you all sleep on. It's well with me. I'm delivered now. I know what I'm purposed to do. And we must know what he has purposed us to do. To make his name and his honor known in the midst of a degenerate, wicked world. That we let our light so shine that other men may honor him and say, who is this excellent one that bring forth the shining and the brightness of your excellence in your expression and your desire and your joy? Who is that one that you know? Tell me about him. I want to know this one that caused the excellent anointing to shine forth on you. And that ought to be on the people of Yahweh, yet it's not on us. We can pretend and say it is, but it isn't. You know, it's nothing like honesty. It's nothing like truthfulness. I don't care if it hurt. Friends wound one another. That's not a big issue. It really isn't. My wife is my friend. I've been wounded by her, and she's been wounded by me. So we're going to be wounded. We're going to wound each other. That's not an issue. It really isn't. It truly isn't an issue. It truly isn't. We just mollify the sores of one another. We just heal them, put a little ointment in there and say, go on, brother, go on, sister. That's how we do that. But in this hour, we're going to have to need that comforting of the laws of Yahweh to know that this opposition against us will not destroy the integrity of his light and his truth in our heart. See, even in the midst of trials, we got comfort because there's an integrity. His laws and his righteousness. I will not sell that for all the riches of the world. I will not sell that for the trinkets and the things that are temporal and that shall pass away. I will not. I want to purchase the things that are eternal. I want to lay up my treasures in the kingdom, whereby the thieves do not break in and steal, and the rust and the moth doth not corrupt those things. That's where I want to lay up my appetites, not upon the earth, that they may speak things to me that are well pleasing to the flesh. I want to hear the Father say, I'm well pleased. Enter now into thy rest, my son. I want that epitaph. I want him to speak that to me. Not what man says once I'm gone. I want to hear that from him. I don't care what man says when I'm gone. But I want to hear that from the Father. This is my begotten son in whom I'm well pleased in. I don't want him to say anything different to me than he did Messiah. He was a son just like us. I want the same words to say to him. I want them said to me. And it can be done. He did all things to please the Father. And we must do all things to please the Father. It will bring much discomfort to our flesh. But that's the great victory.
We know that the flesh has been crucified. It's seduced. Verse 20. He said, at that day, you will know or you shall know that I am. Look at his position now.
He said that I am in my Father. My Father is my head. You will know that I am in my Father. And ye in me. And I shall be in you. He that hath my commandments. He said, you will know that the Father is ahead of me. You are in me and I in you. Why? He that hath my commandments and keep them, he is he that loveth me. Now, those that have the laws or the righteous instructions of Messiah, and we do what he commands us, then that is our open showing of our love toward him because we do what he says. Now, because of our verbiage that we express that, he tells us, you will know, and I will know, because you keep my commandments, he is the one that loved me, and he that loved me shall be loved of my Father. You see, we love him, this hope, and this pure offering of Yahweh for our sins. We love him that our Father, Yahweh, is going to love us. And if we don't love him, how do I know I love him? By doing what he commands us to do. What he told us to do. And he will not go anything opposite of the laws and the prophets. He did not tell us to do anything that they did not command us to do. So when a man says he loves him, then he does what he says. And when we don't do what he says, then we are not in love with him. I will show us what the word of Yahweh says. And we will find out how much and what kind of love we truly possess for him. We don't live by some of the words, but we live by every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yahweh. And Messiah is the word of Yahweh. He doesn't speak anything that is not in accord with the Father. What he speaks, it is in accord with the Father. Why? Because he speaks what he has heard. He doesn't speak anything that he has conjured or thought of in his own mind, for he has the mind of the Father. He says, so when you love me, the Father will love you, and I will love him, and I will make known myself unto you. You that love me, you that keep my commandments, I will make known myself. Do you understand that, saints? If we actually search our heart, Messiah is not really real to us. He's not a real thing to us. You can sit here in your disguise all you want to and say he's real to me, but he's not really a real thing to us. He is a figment. He is some kind of imagination or imaginatory type thing. And he shouldn't be. He should be manifest. He should be made known, just like you can look at that person beside you and that one is known. That's how he should be known to us. He should be known as our kinsman, our redeemer, our hope. And so he is not known that way to the house in this hour. He is some kind of imagination, or some perception that man has in his mind that doesn't reveal the power of Yahweh. That's what he manifests, the strength, the laws of Yahweh, the righteousness of the Father. We're not going into the kingdom without sound doctrine and truth in this hour. It's going to take time. We're not going in. And that's just it. When a man put his hand to the plow and turned his back, the scripture says, he's not fit for the kingdom. And that is one scripture I've pondered often lately. Because I've watched the brothers plow. I watched Brother Chris, Brother Allen, the brothers on the tractors. And once they began to look back, they began to go astray. The road began to go crooked. And instead of them keeping straight, looking straight, they looked back the more. And so when a man began to apply this knowledge to his mind and his spirit, and he began to look back, to rituals, traditions, and forms, he began to go crooked. And then all of a sudden, the more he looks back, the more crooked he finds himself, the path, and then he doesn't know where he is. Then he finds himself in some kind of law land that is not of your way. That's why we need the Spirit. We need that. That will comfort us. And let us know, well, you're going crooked, but just keep your eyes on him. Keep your eyes straight ahead. That's what you do.